So there is data out there to suggest, and carbotaxol is consistent with the CLGB 9633 study, where they did give 4 cycles of adjuvant carboplatin and paclitaxel to a stage 1B population, showing a 12% benefit at 4 years as far as survival. And so it was a very reasonable approach. But again, I think the more and more we see these small lung tumors, and now medical oncologists are seeing these resected patients more and more often, I just get these danger flags that go up when there's not a full mediastinoscopic sort of examination done, and you just wonder what's left in there. We've all seen T1s that are metastatic. We've all seen T2s that are metastatic. Size matters up to a point, but it doesn't so much with lung cancer.
So what would you have likely offered him, assuming he's already had his surgery, comes to you post-op? If he came to see you today, what would you likely offer him?
If he's in very good shape, I probably would have considered, although the polycystic kidney disease does bother me, and I just remember that fact, a carboplatin-based regimen is very reasonable. I like to use Taxotere rather than Taxol. It's got a few less side effects, especially neuropathy, and that's one of the things, you know, when you treat a curative intent patient, you don't want them to suffer anything additionally. I think he's also a perfect candidate for any type of clinical trial, and there are clinical trials that are being developed right now combining Avastin as well as other agents in the adjuvant setting. So certainly those are things to consider in him.
So, Roy, this man comes to you and says, cost is not an issue. I'll pay for whatever medications. I've read about bevacizumab. It looks very encouraging. Will you give it to me in addition to whatever chemo you're going to give me?
Not outside a clinical trial. I think for sure, from what we've heard, this patient stages a 1B, should get adjuvant chemotherapy with a platinum-containing regimen, using caution given his kidney disease. And, you know, we have the data with carboplatin paclitaxel from the U.S., cisplatin vinorelbine published in the New England Journal of Medicine last year from Canada. One can make a case for using docetaxel as well. I agree. So I think that I would clearly treat him. But to add in the anti-angiogenic agent, that is going to be the main research question probably of the whole intergroup mechanism over the next year. It's quite obvious. You take your best regimen in the metastatic setting and you bring it earlier. Look at what that's done in the breast cancer treatment with Herceptin, you know, in the adjuvant setting. So that's going to happen with anti-angiogenesis in lung cancer. But in the absence of a trial, I think it still is an unproven question. There are risks of thrombosis, whether they be venous or arterial in a potentially cured patient. We don't know what's going to happen as far as the wound and the bleeding from the resection. So I suspect it's all going to be very doable, but it needs to be done in a clinical trial setting.
Mike?